The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. Sorry about that, Joyce. I was talking to somebody that was visiting the network.
Can I finish? Yes. You lawyers and judges who aided us by your cunning interpretations of the archaic Constitution for the former United States of America, for your artful crafting of laws in language impossible for the common man educated in government schools to understand, for subverting justice in the former American courts, we thank you. You news writers and reporters, publishers and newspapers, small and large, you nationally known TV and radio newscasters, we thank you for your lies. You Hollywood actors, directors, and producers, entertainers, and athletes, we thank you for numbing the minds and subduing population which would otherwise have foiled our plan. All of you conservative and Christian conservative leaders who kept the masses harmlessly busy while our plan was being executed, we especially thank you. Your part was most important, as you were the leaders of those who otherwise could have foiled our plan. You played your roles perfectly. You will receive your just reward. We cannot acknowledge you all at this time, for your numbers are legion. Fear not. We know who you are, as you also know. Though you may have never before this moment acknowledged, we thank you. Stay where you are. You need not return to your places of residence. We know who you are and where you are. And at this very moment, you will be picked up at exactly 7 p.m. this evening. To show our appreciation, each of you will be personally escorted along with your families to a great celebration. We will all celebrate together our great victory, which could never have been accomplished without the greatest and the least of you. Tonight, we are joined by the common cause which binds us all, the common man with the elite, from the bankers and their chosen president to the most insignificant. We invite you to eat, drink, and be merry, for at midnight, you will be executed. There is no place in the new People's Republic of America for traitors. This is your new master, Chang Zin, signing off. You will be receiving further instruction after the installation of our telescreens into your places of residence. Until then, do not leave your places of residence. Welcome, Americans, to the New World Order. Why are you so quiet?
I think we've all committed suicide.
Well, I hope you people paid attention to that, because with these Chinese zones all over America, they're going to take it over without a shot, and you just might hear a message very similar to this interrupting your favorite TV program.
Bob, do you have anything else?
I was just going to say, you know, I heard you, you personally the other night, or somebody, I can't remember when it was, I know it was you, that was talking about, you know, last thing in the world that we want is any kind of military, any kind of armed resistance. And boy, you're right on target with that. You know, the government has so much technology now to where they can sit in an armchair here in this country and guide a drone into somebody's house in Afghanistan.
Bob, I'm going to let you go here, but thank you for your call. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Joyce, I'm familiar with Jackie Petru. I had her on the original network, Republic Radio International, years ago. And what you've just read is an updated version of the Russians are coming. They're going to come up through Mexico, through central plain states, and divide the country, and here we go. But in the last few sentences of what you read is probably true. We're going to do this without firing a shot. And if the American people really sniffed this thing out, would they do something like that? I don't know. I'm hoping that they don't, because what they're geared for in this country is any violent resistance whatsoever. Hell, nonviolent people, bumper stickers on cars get you pulled over by a cop, you know, thinking that you're some sort of terrorist. I want to go after these groups. There's a lot of work to do, a lot of deprogramming. And speaking to Bob in Indiana about the younger people, look, I'm going to work on the remnant of what remembers what this country used to be like and has watched it transform within their own lifetime. There is the strength of the nation. I don't know what the heck to do with the twittering twits out there, the kids that are so, I mean, they are just, they seem like mindless little automatons that really don't hold any values whatsoever. And thanks to our institutions, our schools, our colleges, the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, all the little think tanks, and on it goes. We've been under assault for a long time. But it is going to be people out there that are over the 30 age bracket that once they get it, and their children happen to be, say, under the age of 18 and are still living under their roof, they can have some sort of sway over them. But once the chickens fly the coop, well, you don't have much control, and you can just cross your fingers and hope for the best. That's what every parent goes through when the siblings leave the nest. But we have got to go after the main core of America that still remembers what America is, that still believes in their heart of hearts that America's promise is still a viable thing and it can be once again. They do not know what's transpired. They don't know how the government's been flipped. They don't know how they've been lied to. And when they do find out, they're going to be seething with anger. But we're going to direct that anger. We're going to direct it in positive ways.
Jackie writes about that. She says, when I awoke from my nightmare, I could not shake the feeling that I had not awakened from my nightmare. I see the red Chinese moving freely through America, gaining access to strategic ports and former U.S. military bases. I see footage of the red Chinese warships streaming into American ports with all the fanfare of a prodigal son returning. I recall the newspaper account of Hong Kong preparing for celebration of its turnover to the People's Republic of China. And the quote, the people of Hong Kong are preparing to greet their new masters. I remember that our U.S. soldiers are off to foreign countries, killing and dying in defense of the world order.
But again, this is still based, Joyce, this is still based on a takeover, basically an armed takeover.
I think that's exactly what it's going to be.
Joyce, I don't think so.
Yeah.
As I've said, this is a redo of the 20-year-old, the Russians are coming. Once the Iron Curtain fell, that there's some plan here to invade America. Look, the Chinese right now, the Red Chinese, are basically holding the economic keys to our kingdom because, well, we understand the trade. We understand how many American companies have moved to China to manufacture their goods and sell them back to Americans that are losing their jobs. They can't buy the products like they could last week or last month because guess what? They don't have the manufacturing jobs making the products to buy. We had a more closed system, one that was manageable and one that worked to our benefit. This, what you're seeing right now, is the globalization process. The only reason that we are, let me stop here because I've got people that have been holding. Rick in Nevada, thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
That's a bitter but timely tonic that woman just read. I enjoyed every minute of it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was on time.
It's going to be your future.
Well, I would simply change the name Zhang to Obama, and wherever the word China was used, to change it to America, and it wouldn't be too improbable a statement put out on the radio today.
Well, I think I know who his masters are.
The takeover has happened. That's what people just don't get. The takeover has happened, and even those who think that they own a home or a property,
right,
they don't understand, or those who did understand have all died out. That allodial title is gone. The last vestiges of it are gone from this country. You don't own anything. You pay rent.
Wait until those who are living near the trade zones and their mortgage is in trouble are told to vacate immediately because a new Chinese family is going to be moving in because he's going to be the big mahaf in the trade center. And basically, I think what we're doing is we're giving them the country. We owe them so much money. We owe them an
It's only
can't be repaid.
It's only $2 trillion. Mr. Geithner could write a check for that tomorrow. Well, they don't really write checks. They could just transfer $2 million right into the Chinese government accounts and have done with it. $2 trillion is not going to buy this country. But economic cooperation under the guise of Jobs for America. After all, just look at the economic crisis we have gone through and we're still going through. This is not even, people don't even realize how deep this thing is. But yeah, China can't buy this country for $2 trillion.
Well, I believe every single family owns over $140,000 in debt. That's their share.
Let's update that one, because this was on yesterday's USA Today front page in bold type. U.S. owes $62 trillion. Unfunded obligations amount to $534,000 per household.
Okay.
Now, as this article...
That's $500,000, right?
As this article pointed out, our country's fiscal woes are far deeper than just the often cited $1.5 trillion in new debt related to the budget deficit. I mean, so the debt is there. It is up for sale.
They ought to call their congressman and ask him what they're going to be paying on these federal trade zones.
Joyce?
Maybe that's where they're expected to work.
Joyce?
Maybe their congressman should tell them it's $1.35 an hour or minimum wage.
There's not... Okay. I don't want to go through this diatribe again. Rick, anything else?
Yep. Yeah. Again, I reiterate, in this country, you do not own property, you pay rent. It's called property tax because the allodial title is gone.
Yeah.
Number two, are you still here?
Yeah.
I have a couple of program suggestions. One, you play Bruce R. McCarthy's brilliant presentation from 1984, I think it was. It's about 3.5 hours long, and he will educate people about what has happened since 1913 and the fraud. Number two program suggestion, the four-hour speech of John Galt from the novel Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand.
Yeah.
And people will say, oh, but Ayn Rand was an atheist and Ayn Rand was an intellectual. I don't trust intellectuals.
No, she was actually a mistress of one of the Rothschilds.
I don't care. Well, Jesus, God, see, this is the problem. There's always some whiny little excuse.
I'm sorry?
There's always some whiny little excuse not to listen and learn from something like Atlas Shrugged. You know, that movie should have gotten maximum exposure on this show and on GCN. But no, Ayn Rand was an atheist and a Rothschild mistress and all this other whiny bullcrap.
You done? Rick? I guess Rick's done.
Yeah, I guess he's done.
I've read the book a couple of different times. Actually, I've read the book 3 times. And I've seen the movie. And the movie is nothing like the book. Having read the book 3 times, it's real hard to translate. What this is an on-screen love story between Hank Reardon and Dagny Tagner. And there's elements of the book in there, but they're not explained. So I guess people will just have to read the book.
Yeah, I know. With the dumbed-down Americans, unless you really explain it to them, they won't know what they're reading or saying.
I think we'll just refer to Rick as pissed off in Nevada. And he should be. Have you seen what state the state is in out there? No wonder he's so damned angry.
It's not really different than any other state. Every other state has problems just as bad.
Not like these people. I mean... We want to talk about manageable. We're not talking about huge populations of people. Whatever problems they had in Nevada, just by sheer numbers, should have been easily more managed than, say, New York or California. But they lost it and lost it big time. I'm hearing that the housing hasn't lost half of its value. It's lost 70 to 75% of its value.
That's correct.
They got
maybe you can answer this question, John, because people are asking me all the time, and I have no answer.
Well, okay, ask it after the break.
Okay.
800-313-9443. You callers in queue. We'll go right back to the phones. Stay there. Don't go. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
What was the question you wanted to ask, Joyce?
How do the American people believe that those that caused the problem are going to fix the problem?
Because they have been emptied, their minds have been emptied of information.
Well, I suggest they all turn their televisions off immediately and stop listening to the lies and come up with a solution to save their country and do it on their own. Can't look to a politician to save you. He's the one that created the situation that's killing you.
Ron in Cleveland. Thanks for holding, Ron.
Am I on?
You're on.
I appreciate that last remark Joyce made. The ones who created the problem are definitely not the ones who are going to fix it.
Yeah.
But my original comment was regarding the piece that she read. Yeah, and it just sort of made me laugh in that I think there's probably 60 million armed American patriots who might have something to say about that.
About 80, actually, and I don't look for all of them to show up at the party, but...
No, I think probably 20 might.
Yeah, maybe, and you know what? Backed with that kind of firepower, when you have the peaceful people out there instructing their own state legislators as to the Constitution and their jobs, you know, you keep those people in the background. I tell people all the time, Ron, You keep your backpack and your rifle and your ammunition and your food stuffs and your medical stuff. You keep that. Take your weapons out every once in a while. Make sure they're in good working order. Go to the range. You know, stay in practice. But you keep that in the closet because there's not time. The time for that is not yet. Hopefully, it will never come.
I agree.
But, Ron, what has not taken place in this country has been the exercise of organizing. And not necessarily under one organization or five organizations or whatever. We all saw what happened with the Tea Party. You can't let a bunch of angry people running around with political clout. You can't do that. You got to corral them in. Well, if you have 20, 30, 40 million Americans that are armed and willing to use those weapons, that's one thing. Now you're speaking directly to the power. But that's not the route we need to take. That is the route of last resort.
Absolutely.
And what I've been proposing here, it is almost like I'm talking into space, that nobody hears what I am saying. Because nobody will talk to me. They won't engage me over it. When I talk about getting millions of people in their own respective states, I mean, my God in heaven, Ron, you've heard the old axiom, well, you can't fight City Hall. To which I reply, if there's enough of it, you can literally pick the damn thing up off the foundation, throw it away, or move it down the street, or do whatever you want with it. That is the political power and the will of the people. The informed electorate, as I refer to them as. So once we radicalize these people and reacquaint them with their duty and their obligation for being born in this country, and that's following the law, the Constitution, they have a duty and obligation. That has been wiped almost out of their memory. Almost. The younger people don't have it. The younger people don't have the knowledge, and they don't have the fire. What they have been given is something that's been handed off from their parents and their parents that is almost unrecognizable. And their minds are being formed and shaped into something totally different than what you and I would expect the replacement generation for us to be.
Well, I agree with you on that. But I think there's enough of us older guys out here who can set the record straight.
I don't disagree, and it is going to be us to be the instructors. It is going to be up to us to be the managers. It is going to be us that have the knowledge that are going to have to start putting this thing back to rights.
And that's right, because we're already old. We're going to be dying soon, so we really don't have anything to lose. But the young people are going to lose everything. We must teach them, and we must make sure that they learn very, very well.
And, you know, a country is only as good. You know, the old saying, you know, the chain's always is only as strong as the weakest link. Well, here's our weak link right now. It's our adults in training. It's the kids right under our very noses. It's our own children that we can't seem to get control of. You know, that we hand them these little wonderful little devices and they sit there and tweet and twit with each other and email each other. And, you know, for what purpose? I want to read you something here. Diversion, the primary strategy. Experience has the simplest method, I should say, of securing a silent weapon and gaining control of the public is to keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of the basic system principles on the one hand, while keeping them confused, disorganized, and distracted with matters of no real importance on the other hand. You can do this by disengaging their minds, sabotaging their mental activities. Ergo, 50% of the population, I'm not talking about kids, only kids, but 50% of the population of Detroit, Michigan, cannot read or write.
Oh, wow.
Providing a low-quality program of public education in mathematics, logic, systems design and economics, and discouraging technical creativity. There's just a little bit more of this, and I want to get your take on it, Ron, because we've identified what the problem is. The only problem is we don't have the troops necessary to move this thing forward. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And as I've pointed out before, you've noticed a phenomenon in this country. Somebody dies on a university campus, we have candlelight vigils. And you know damn right well that under normal circumstances, 99% of those people would go, well, that's too bad, and then would go on with their daily routine. But no, they bring out the public crying towel and make a big event out of somebody's death that you didn't even know or even cared about. You engage their emotions, increasing their self-indulgence and their indulgence in emotional and physical activities by unrelenting emotional affrontations and attacks, mental and emotional rape, by the way of constant barrage of sex, violence, wars in the media, especially TV and the newspapers, giving them what they desire in excess, junk food for thought, and depriving them of what they really need. Rewriting history and law and subjecting the public to a deviant creation, thus being able to shift their thinking from personal needs to highly fabricated outside priorities. Now, these preclude their interest in the discovery of the silent weapons of social automation technology. The general rule is that there is a profit in confusion. The more confusion, the more profit. Therefore, the best approach is to create problems and then offer the solutions. The old Hegelian dialectic. You know, let's screw it up. Let's show everybody how bad it's screwed up. And voila, we now have a solution that heretofore you wouldn't have considered. You would have probably taken a person out behind a barn and kicked the snot out of them. But now, well, it almost sounds reasonable. I'll tell you what's reasonable. Life is reasonable. It's not guaranteed. This country was reasonable. It sure as hell has an expiration date that I see on it right now. Right now. And our problem, guys, is one of communication, communicating of the ideas. Ron, did you have anything else, sir?
No.
Okay.
I appreciate everything you just said.
I have a comment.
Hey, thanks for your call, Ron.
Why can't everybody be as smart as you?
Well,
why can't they see it the way you see it? I mean, your deductions are beautiful.
Well, here's my problem. I've got people that are out building their own little fiefdom for their own benefit. They're not thinking in broad spectrum in terms of the entire country. They're thinking about their own little fiefdom and what I can build for myself. And I'm going to make myself feel better because, well, I'm in here doing the job of passing information on. Well, I have sat and watched people spend millions of dollars building their own fiefdom, and they sound good and whatever, but the net result of all of their work is next to nothing on the grander scale of 300 million people in this country. And they got maybe a couple million people listening to it. And this is what this meeting is. As soon as this show is over right now, and mentally I'm already out of here, is I'm going to be talking to some individuals on how exactly to get this done. Because I want to go toe-to-toe with these clowns, because you know what's going to happen? Once the truth gets out to the American people, who is it that's deriding us constantly that we're all a bunch of wingnuts? We're all anti-government. You're all a bunch of radicalized idiots. I actually had on the program yesterday, and I was about ready to chew and spit nails. I actually had people calling up on this network basically telling me, well, what's wrong with socialism? Really? God, I wish you were in this studio right now. I'd have to play a commercial break. It'd only take me about 3 minutes to break you in half.
John.
Yes.
52% of the people are now on food stamps.
Yep. That is a fact. That is, you know, it's funny you should mention that because somebody had just sent me an email. And I'm going to see if I can dig it up here real quick because what it talks about is exactly that. You know, you don't see people in bread lines out on the streets right now, do you? Why? Because they get their food stamps via the mail. There's no government soup kitchens going on, no state or community soup kitchens going on, because they're already getting the government relief. But how long do you think that's going to last? With a country that can't sell its debt to anybody anymore and is too stupid or unwilling to pare down their own debt, their own obligations.
Well, do you really expect Nancy Pelosi to give up her airplane? Oh, that would be horrible.
You want to talk about fantasies and dreams? Man, I've had mine about Nancy Pelosi for a long time.
I can't say them. I can't use those words on anybody.
I can't either. I can't either. But, you know, do you think people like Nancy Pelosi would have been even listened to 30, 40 years ago in this country?
No, but she don't care. She's a member of I Got Mine Club, so she doesn't give a damn about what happens anywhere.
And isn't it ironic that most people who are pushing socialism in this country are some of the wealthiest?
Well, that's because they got theirs.
That's right.
And they all have their estates out of the country, and they're all going to go and live there with cheap labor, and they're going to live like they're royalty, and that's just exactly what the agenda is geared for.
Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Call great show, as always. Let's take a trip down memory lane, shall we?
Okay.
It was either Carter or Reagan that gave the Panama Canal to the Chinese.
And that was Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
And another president, maybe it was Bush or Clinton, that gave the Long Beach docks to the Chinese. I'm sure it was Clinton
that
in order for campaign contributions, sold the Red Chinese missile secrets.
Yep.
Now we got the I don't know, what is it, foreign trade zones, federal trade zones, or free trade zones? Because I keep hearing three different things.
Free trade zones.
Yeah, they're called free trade.
Okay, because so we got that thing going on. And if anybody thinks that the Chinese are going to set up factories here so they can sell us goods at a cheaper price or sell us goods, period, they get another thing coming to them, because in 6 months, a year, 2 years, I don't know how much longer, the average American is going to be so broke that we won't be able to afford to buy any manufactured goods made by the Chinese or anyone else, no matter where they're made, here or anywhere else.
Yeah.
So this is obviously a beachhead. And the scenario, the nightmare scenario that the lady on your show read, I mean, something like that is quite plausible, something very similar to that. And I don't know, you know, it's just insanity. Do these governors know what they're getting into?
Absolutely.
So basically, they're traitors.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
But they're members of the I Got Mine Club, so they don't care. As long as they
get their payoffs and get their nest egg or nest feathered, they don't care, you know.
But see, this is all being couched because, well, the states, they're running deficits. We've got bills we can't pay. So they're going to reach out, and with a feigning legitimacy here, that, well, we're going to introduce business. You know, we're going to get the economic engine and fired back up. You know, forget the fact that it's not going to be our engine. It's going to be one borrowed from China.
Well, that's the cover story that they're going to use to sell it to the public.
Exactly. Just as NAFTA was sold as an economic opportunity for the United States and Mexico.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then once these nouveau red Chinese cities, once they're settled in and ensconced, I guarantee you these you're going to see death squads, taking out people that are that aren't subservient to them, that are dissidents or activists. Then you're going to see politicians die or talk show hosts, God forbid, that speak out against them. So you're just going to see this thing just snowball until, you know, it's red dawn, without the paratroopers.
You have to remember, it's going to be foreign law on the territory of the country in the federal trade zone.
Yeah.
Not going to be American law anymore.
That's why you had the Supreme Court recognizing international law. And the first question I had was, what's the Supreme Court talking about? They're only...
you're under commerce, so it's all commercial.
There you go.
Is there a website that I can go to that fully explains this, that breaks it all down?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to be doing a series of reports on that next week, so give me some time to gather my information and my forces together.
Okay.
All right, Mike?
Because I want to be the Paul Revere and warn the Americans about it.
I hear you.
Yeah, don't have to worry about the British. We got to warn them that the Chinese are coming.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
All right.
And, John, feel
yes.
free to email me if there's any kind of information I may have that can help you.
I understand, and I appreciate that very much. Vicki in, I do believe this is Idaho.
Hi, John.
Hi.
And hi, everybody.
Oh, congratulations, Vicki. I understand you're the first state in the nation that now has a Chinese state in your state.
Vicki, you have standing instructions when you call in to give your full name.
My name is Vicki Davis, and my website is channelingreality.com, and I have probably a year solid worth of research on the foreign trade zones and everything about them.
The website that, please repeat the website, because my producer didn't copy it down to put it in the archive description. And that website is, again, Vicki?
Channelingreality.com.
All right. Mike, did you hear that? There's a start for you. You were one of the people, Vicki, that I was going to call on this deal, because some talk show host in the alternative media finally got it.
Yeah, I noticed that today.
Yeah.
And I was jumping up and down saying, finally, finally.
Yeah, I mean, we were too busy. 9/11 was an inside job. We were too busy to tell you about the banking that was going on. Hell, I recognized that 3 years ago, and I was warning people.
Yeah.
You know,
don't forget the latest sex scandal. That's really important to cover.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what I called about was to remind everybody that, you remember back in early 2000s, the information that was coming out on the economy was that it's booming, everything is great,
oh,
housing
yeah.
starts, all that stuff.
Yeah.
They were lying to you then. What they're saying now with the debt, if you noticed when they first started talking about the debt, it was one number, but the number keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They're using the same models to tell you what the debt is that they were using to tell you how great the economy was. So what I'm saying is that the government statistics that they give you, regardless, good, bad, or indifferent, are trash.
Yep.
Okay, now what they're doing is they are giving you the talking points to talk about. Talk about the debt. Talk about how we need to squeeze and everything else to keep you from talking about what the real problem is, which is the international trade agreements.
Yep.
We must get out of those international trade agreements. And all they've got to do is a vote, 6 months. And we are out of those. They can rebuild without communist Chinese money. We don't need the communist Chinese money. But they are keeping you talking about the debt so that you don't focus on the solutions that we could have in our own country.
Vicki, one of the things that I have proposed was the state banking as an interim to get away from the damn Federal Reserve. To use the state banking to pay our own bills, our infrastructure is crumbling right now. I mean, just think about this one, Vicki. All the tax money has been collected from all the people for all these years. The states are now broken. They can't fix their own roads or their own bridges. It's going to take almost $2 trillion to get them up to a safety standard today. If we poured and it'd take us, I don't know how many years in which to rebuild it. But, I mean, this deal with the bridge falling down in Minnesota. I watched a program a couple of 3 weeks ago that would just alarm the hell out of me. The states are broke because we're tied to the moneyed system that keeps us in perpetual debt.
That's right. You're right about that. And they also are continuing to allow these multinational corporations to import into our country every load that comes from China, every load that comes from any place is draining money out of our country and putting Americans out of work. Now, what they need to do is to put a flat tax on corporations that sell here but don't produce here.
Call it a tariff.
Tariff. Oh, that reminds me. I want everybody to do a search on the Alexander Hamilton U.S. Customs House. On that website, there is a video on the history of the Customs House that includes a history of customs and what the customs collection, the money did for this country. Not only allowing American businesses to grow, but giving the government the money that they needed to build the kinds of infrastructure things that we needed. So, yeah, tariff, the word tariff is not a dirty word. It should become one of the most well-used words in the English language.
But see, they already have a word for you already, Vicki, or me. They call us protectionists.
I wear it proudly.
So do I.
And so... anyway, that's what I wanted to say. Don't let these people set the talking points for us. The issue is those international trade agreements and the foreign trade zones because they're converting our economy. Those trade zones are the conversion points for the economy to convert us to the communist system.
Vicki, I'm going to have my producer take you down here. He's going to request some information of you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Edwin in Colorado. Hello, Edwin. Go
sure,
ahead.
It's a great thing to talk to you. There's so many subjects to talk about, and I'll just hope it's not generic to what you're talking about. I just read a headline that the FCC agrees to take the trading doctrine off the book. I want to hear what you've got to say about that. And I have another statement I'd like to make. I'm right on for tariffs. Tariffs is the right idea, and there's a multitude of other things to talk about. But I'll listen for your comments offline.
All right. Thank you, Edwin. Appreciate your call. Yeah, the Fairness Doctrine, what that was supposedly designed to do was to give equal time in politics. In other words, you can't have radio stations or television just covering one aspect, a conservative side, whatever else. Gosh, I guess that kind of put Fox News out of business. But
that's right.
Yeah. Fairness Doctrine off the books? Eh. And what was the other point you brought up? I'm sorry, I was scribbling some notes here.
I didn't quite understand him.
Okay. Edwin, I apologize.
Well, you know that case I dug up that said federal law is only for federal employees? I found a bunch more cases that state all federal law, no matter what it's for, is only for federal employees. And if you're not a federal employee, you got to volunteer to obey it. So we have a leg to stand on with the law. I just don't know what court's going to let us stand on it. That's the problem with private courts. Can't get anything done because their sole job is to rule in favor of the bankruptcy.
Well, and speaking of jobs, how was this bailout that we gave these corporations? General Motors should have failed of its own stupidity. Chrysler as well. They had the warning bells sounded in their ears very loudly in the past.
But John, they want to raise. I guess our gasoline tax another dollar.
Well, and wasn't it the present CEO of General Motors just came out with that little whiz bang plan?
Yeah, wants to add a buck onto our gas.
Yeah, so you know when it hits $5 this summer, hey, you're not going to mind if you pay $6. After all, it's a good tax. It's going to go to something good. It's going to kill the transportation industry in this country.
It's going to make sure that Congress gets their pensions. That's what it's going for.
Absolutely. And, Edwin, I think he was addressing also the tariff. I mean, think about this, folks. We've got companies, American corporations, were given a green light to move to Mexico. Remember the NAFTA agreement? Oh, yep. Well, and they produced their goods down there, shipped them back in without tariff or tax. And then once we figured out that, hey, that's a pretty neat thing, well, let's go after China. We can do the same thing with that. Can you imagine how many bills? I mean, if we can't at least make the products in this country anymore, at least we should have the money to pay our own bills. But you see, that's not what this agenda is all about. Anthony in Michigan. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, John. I was just listening to your previous caller talking about the Fairness Doctrine. Of course, that only applied to radio because, of course, radio is interactive and allow people to express their opinion. Mm-hmm. But anyway, to go back to your previous caller about the tariffs, mm-hmm. we can either apply a tariff, which is fine because that's constitutional, or we can just stop buying crap.
That's the best thing. Just stop buying. And when we stop feeding the beast, it will die. But I can't convince the American people to stop buying. God forbid they should live without something. What is the big deal? They buy it, they throw it away the following week. Why don't they save all that money and live without it and save America in the process?
And I got one possible solution similar to Atlas Shrugged. All of us that are listening to this network should submit an affidavit similar to what Roger Sales did and declare our state national status. Actually, I've already started doing it. I've already sent it to Lansing, Michigan, and hopefully, you know, they respond positively to it, and that'll be that.
By the way,
condition proceed.
Anthony.
That's telling them who you are.
Anthony.
They will not respond.
Yeah. No, they won't. Yesterday I was reading the Detroit News, and there was an article in there by some finance manager that he was actually the editor, and he says, hey, the recession's over in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, really? Do they know?
I heard this morning. They were talking about it today, and I'm like, no way. I'm out of work.
Yeah. Yeah, they're citing, what was it, 1.5%?
They told everybody but the people that live there, huh?
Well, I mean, you lived in Michigan for how long, Anthony?
I've lived here for 3 years.
Okay, so you've seen just about the tail end of the destruction up there. I was in Michigan for, I don't know, 30 years. And I was able to sit back and watch the deconstruction of that state. And I'm telling you, I'm, my God in heaven, what a mess. And when I saw that article in the Detroit News yesterday, I was going to pass that along to my my guy here to put it on the website. But I thought, you know what? No, I'm not even going to bother. Because putting that up there might confuse people. Even though I would put a header on it, like, how would you like this guy managing your financial assets?
Yeah, coming to a city near you.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Anything else, Anthony?
Yes, I wanted to add WRIF.
Yeah, yeah, you're a Michiganian. Hey, thanks for the call.
Sure.
By the way, Roger Sales is coming up on Jeff Bennett's program. And, man, did I get some heat about Roger Sales. Oh, what he's proposing. He's going to go to jail, and if you keep promoting this, you're going to go to jail right along with him. Really?
Well, I suggest we take advantage of our right to free speech while we still have it.
Well, I emailed the guy back. I said, are you Johnny Law? By the way, these economic experts told us to expect signs that the economic recovery was underway. But instead, Americans now face a cacophony of negative economic headlines, from continued declining home prices to major unanticipated slowdown in job growth. Yeah, propelling the U.S. unemployment to 9.1%. Well, don't believe that, because that is a lie. Today's true unemployment and inflation numbers are more than double those the government reports to the public. And the inflation, America today is very different than in 1929, with 44.5 million on food stamps, up nearly 40% since President Obama, hope and change, took office, and combined unemployment and underemployment stuck at 1930s levels. We're living in an invisible depression. We might not see people's belongings heaped in their front yards for non-payment of rent or mortgages, as was common during the 30s, because banks now do slow-motion foreclosures. We see job seekers only when they swarm places that publicize job openings, not standing outside of factory gates every day, because millions now receive 99 weeks, nearly 2 years, of unemployment checks. And guess who's paying for that? The people that are still employed.
That's right.
Today's bread lines and soup lines are likewise invisible, but nonetheless real. Our political leaders have made far too many promises that can no longer be kept. Someone has to tell the people the truth. Do they really think that will happen during this election season?
Yeah, if but you know what the truth is? You should tell them how you can tell when a politician lies. It's when his lips move.
Got that right. Hey,
we
Joyce.
We should not believe anything.
I might bring up Vicki Davis on the show next Wednesday. I'll talk to her about it, talk to you guys about it, and see if we can fit that in, because this is a big deal. Free trade zones in America, they are being installed as we speak. The one up in Idaho, by the way, is only 50 square miles. That's just one.
There's your country.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Right. Okay.
Goodbye, America.
We'll see her again. That's it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then. Thank you very much for being here today. Spread the word. Call in 800-724-2719. Get the business cards. Pass them out. You don't have to say a whole lot. Just tell them to tune in. We'll do all the talking. We'll see you tomorrow.
Gold, ever climbing.